So what's next for Bombardier and this Thameslink deal? Because Philip Hammond in Westminster yesterday was saying he isn't going to change his mind, which means if there is to be a reversal of this decision, he's going to have to be forced to change his mind. Well, I think there's really three things that we're waiting to find out about now. First of all is, will the Transport Select Committee, which met yesterday, choose to write a report which is critical of the government's handling of the Thameslink contract? And will the government be forced to do anything as a result of that? That committee could embarrass the government if it decides a report is necessary, but actually it might not. There's no guarantee that yesterday's inquiry will really lead anywhere. The other inquiry taking place, and the second thing that we need to be keeping an eye on, is the National Audit Office. They might decide a full-scale investigation of this deal is needed, and that would presumably prevent the government from signing on the dotted line with Siemens until their investigations are all concluded. It could bring a big delay to Thameslink, which you would think would give Bombardier a bit of a chance to get back in the door. The third thing we're waiting to find out about is, can campaigners come up with really the absolute legal proof that the government can change its mind without having to pay millions of pounds in compensation? Ed Miliband yesterday in his meeting with Labour activists and with Bombardier workers was saying that's really the key issue. It's no point telling Philip Hammond he can change his mind if he wants to. We need to find a way of proving he can change his mind. And that might mean getting someone from the EU to say, what are you talking about, Philip Hammond? Of course you can change your mind and it won't cost you a penny. It's really those three things we're waiting to find out about. And that final one, of course, could lead to a judicial review as well. Beyond that, in Derby at least, the campaigning can only go so much further. The points have been made loud and clear here. Public opinion seems to be convinced. And in Westminster now, people have sat up and taken notice, and a lot more people are on side than they were before. But to actually get this decision reversed and overturned, there's a bit more to go. And I think it's really out of the hands of people in the city now.